Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show. No matter where in the world you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Feel free to tell me who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question. Today we're going to be talking about life's hangover. Oh, we're all familiar with hangovers. I know that some of you may not admit it, but we know that we're familiar with hangovers. A little bit too much and creates an unpleasant physical effect afterwards. We are familiar with the hangover, but let's talk about hangover and the aspect of life. Let's talk about the unpleasant physical and emotional effects of coming back to reality. Let's make it real. Let's make it honest. We'll talk about life's hangover. But first, I want to say hello to the Better Today community. I want to say hello to everybody out there. Everybody out there who's doing more than just wishing for change, who's doing more than just wishing for a better life, who are doing more than just dreaming. I want to say hello to everybody out there who is participating in bringing that to life, who's taking action, who's moving in sync with this universe, in sync with the laws of physics, in sync with birthing dreams into reality. Don't ever forget that power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and participate, not only in your own journey, but in the journey of those around you. Take that power of one. Take one step towards your goals, one step towards your dream. Participate in the power of one, and you will see how much more exciting, how much more compelling, how much more wondrous, and how much more impactful your life can be when you do more than just dream. You get out there and become that dream. Go out there and act as if, participate physically in bringing your dreams, your goals to fruition. Get out there and don't forget the power of one. Let's talk about life's hangovers. Let's talk about the reality that we are often, I believe, and it might be my opinion or my view on this might be skewed because of what I've been doing for almost two decades now. It might be skewed because I have actively spoken with thousands of people in their ups and downs of their life. It might be skewed, but I don't think it's that skewed. I think that it is safe to say that we get more life hangovers than we do the traditional idea of a hangover. You go out partying it up a little bit. You go out partying it up a little bit, have a little drink and a little more drink and a little more drink, and before you know it, you're having the time of your life. Maybe you don't even realize what a great time you're having. Before you know it, you're pretty intoxicated. And have fun. Have a great time, but just know that the next morning, The next morning it's going to hit you. The next morning you're going to pay the physical debt that you incurred on your drinking binge. We've all gone through that. But it doesn't happen as often as it does in life's hangover. The intoxication we get from life. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because it is something that strikes us, and some of us may not even be aware of it. You may not be aware of life's hangover. A hangover is in the traditional term of going out drinking too much and being hungover the next day. It's just the unpleasant physical effect of drinking way too much. I think life's hangover is the unpleasant physical and emotional effects of coming back to reality. When you go out boozing with your friends, hopefully with your friends and not on your own, but either way, you go boozing. And yes, you're feeling great. You're feeling great. You may feel strong. Everything might feel funny. Your stress might be numbed away. You might be feeling fantastic. You might be feeling invincible. But the next day, the reason you feel hungover, is because your body, your physical body, is accountable to reality. Your physical body is accountable to reality, therefore so are you. So what you do when you're drinking that much is that you create an imbalance where you're adding something to your body that makes you feel good, that numbs, literally numbs everything else in your body. But you're forgetting that because your body is accountable to that balance, that you're not balancing it out, and you're not balancing out the vitamins, mainly the water. You're not balancing this stuff out. And the next day you get a reality check. A reality check of this imbalance. And what that means is that it'll remind you how important it is to maintain this balance. It'll remind you that while you may be taking something in that makes you feel good, you still require the nutrients to keep you grounded. And when there is an imbalance of that, what you're learning by being hungover is that when there's an imbalance of that, that very thing that's making you feel good literally becomes your poison. So how can we apply this outside of the booze, outside of the alcohol, outside of the bars? Well, we apply it to life and all the unhealthy attachments we have that cause imbalance. All the unhealthy attachments we have that cause us to feel great and give us the goosebumps, and they make us feel so good. But when there's an imbalance, when we are taking in too much of the stuff that makes us feel amazing and makes us feel the goosebumps and so powerful, when we have too much of that and we are forgetting the basic nutrients, the basic hydration that keeps us grounded, that same thing that makes us feel good becomes our poison. It is no different than going out on a night boozing. You're getting high either way. And life's hangovers tend to last longer. You see, when you go out drinking at a bar, you know you have too much, and the next day you know you're hungover, and you know you don't feel good, and you know why you're hungover, and you know why you don't feel good. But you also know that you just got to get past this miserable day or just past this miserable morning and you'll start feeling better. The culprit is identifiable and the timeline is understandable. But in life's hangover, you may be hungover for a year and you don't know it. You just think you're depressed. Oh, you see how shit gets real? You may be hungover for 5 years, and you're not sure. Your life hungover because you got drunk off a relationship. You got drunk off of an unhealthy attachment, that made you feel good, and you were trying to make it fit. You're trying to make it fit, but it doesn't fit, and you feel so good and so goosebumpy that you don't realize that this is a high. And then when that relationship crashes and you become accountable, when you become accountable to balance, you are hungover. And unlike going out for a night of drinking, you don't know why you're hungover now. You think you're depressed. You think you're stuck. You think you're caught in a rut when what you are is having a life hangover. The unpleasant physical and emotional effects of coming back to reality. Oh, how great it feels to be on a spiritual high. How great it feels to be on a spiritual high, and you get all the goosebumps. You get all the goosebumps. It's metaphysical. You're on a spiritual high, a dream high, and you feel amazing. You feel amazing. You feel inspired. You feel hopeful. It's an amazingly beautiful feeling. Maybe you were seeking this spiritual high because of previous hangovers, previous things that you were diagnosing, or maybe even your doctor was diagnosing as depression when what you have is a life hangover. So you go and you get high. Drunks will tell you the best way to avoid a hangover is to keep on drinking. So you go through a life's hangover and you keep on drinking. So this time you attach yourself to a spiritual and you say, are you reading this book? Everyone's reading this book. It just makes you feel so amazing and it helps you bring things to life that you totally haven't earned, and it's just going to make it magical. And are you reading this book and that book and this guru and that guru and this God and this God and this prophet and this prophet and this church and this church? And you get on this spiritual high and it feels amazing. So much better than being hungover. It feels amazing. And you get the goosebumps, you get the dreaming, the oneness, you feel the hope, you feel inspired. Who doesn't like feeling that way? Of course it feels amazing. It feels amazing. It is beautiful. But like any other high, like any other intoxication, you eventually have to come back and be accountable to reality. And once again, you are hungover and then you found this new way. And you may spend a couple of years in this intoxicating way. of the spirituality and the manifesting and attraction and guru and all these things, and you go on this high, and you may ride this high for a year, for 10 years, for 20 years, but eventually you're going to realize I'm drunk. Eventually you're going to realize that with all the goosebumps and all the dreams and all the hope, that there's still going to come a hangover. Because no matter how drunk you get, you will always be accountable to reality. You know, life's hangovers are easily disguised as depression, easily disguised as these stresses, easily described as a rut. They are easily described that way because people don't realize what we are as humans. What we are as humans are people who are trying to find that balance, in many ways, literally trying to find a chemical balance in our bodies and in our lives. And while we are subject to that chemical balance, we are subject to the chemical balance in our bodies, and if we put too much alcohol and don't ground ourselves with the nutrients and hydration that we need, that alcohol will become our poison. And in our lives, if we fill ourselves with too much of the hocus pocus and we don't ground ourselves with the nutrients and sustainability of our actual bodies, then we too will be subject to poisoning ourselves. And while as humans within our bodies, we are subject to keeping this balance of chemicals in our physical lives outside of our bodies, we are subject and accountable to the dimensional laws of physics. What happens when you get hungover? What if you're hungover right now? What if you're hungover and looking for the next high? And that next high comes from the food you're going to eat. Oh, I'm an emotional eater. No, you're hungover and you're looking for your next high. Oh, you should see this new workout. You should see these new exercise beads. You should see this new balance bracelet. You should see this new magic beans. And you should see this new special rocks. You should see this new, and all these things you're mentioning are simply new ways of intoxicating yourself out of a hangover, and all you're really doing is prolonging and making the next hangover even nastier than this one, and we forget that this is what we're doing. Oh, I got a new credit card. Let me go spend and spend and spend. And now you're on a credit high. And what happens when you're on a credit high? They call it buyer's remorse. You know what buyer's remorse is? It's a hangover. Oh, you're feeling hungover, and you're feeling hungover by life. You call it depression because nobody has the insight to call it anything else and find causal sources, and they don't have the insight nor the desire. It's bad for business for you to be listening to me say that you're just hung over on life. You got too attached and threw off the balance of life, and now you're hung over because you got emotionally attached to something that isn't real. But there's no money in just saying that you have a life's hangover and you got to find balance in your life. You got to hydrate yourself. What do you got to do when you're hungover? You got to hydrate yourself. You got to fix the imbalance. There's no money in telling you to fix the imbalance. They have all the money to tell you, oh, you're depressed, take this pill. Oh, you're depressed, buy this product. Oh, you're depressed, buy this. Oh, you're in a rut, do this. You're in a rut, do that. There's no money in telling you you're hungover. You were irresponsible in your behavior, you caused an imbalance, and now you are feeling the physical and emotional effects of coming back to reality. Regain that balance. There's no money in that. There's no money in telling you that that new relationship you found, that's, oh, that you're just trying to make it fit, and it's not the perfect match, but it's good enough for now match. That's what drunks say when they're coming down off their high and starting to feel that nasty. That's what druggies say when they're starting to come off their high and feel that nasty. They'll take anything that'll bring them close to there. Good enough becomes their battle cry. Good enough, I'll settle. That is the battle cry of the hungover. You get on a relationship high. You get on a credit high. You get on a spiritual high. And you attach yourself to all these things, all these ideas that you forget because you're on this high. You forget that they are accountable to reality. And when the effects of this high begin to wear off, you become acutely reminded that you are accountable. That's the good news. The good news is that you were able to have this life hangover. There are many people who don't get to have it. There are people who do drugs and do something stupid. There are people who get drunk and say, you know what's a good idea? Riding on top of a train. That's a great idea. So drunk, they forget that they are accountable to reality. And everyone who goes to their funeral afterwards knows that even though they thought it was a great idea to ride on top of a train or to jump off a building or to dive into this or to follow the train tracks or to whatever it is, insert thing that you think about when you're high that isn't accountable to reality. Insert that thing there and you will soon find out that reality will always make you accountable. We listening to this show are the ones that are blessed and fortunate enough that life's hangover hasn't killed us. We're fortunate enough. It may have dug us in pretty deep. It may have dug us in a deep hole. It may have hurt us in some way. It may have thrown us off our path. It may have done many things. I don't know anybody who's ever said, oh, I'm hungover today. This feels terrific. I don't know anyone who's ever said that. So if you're living through life's hangover, yeah, you're in a place that pretty much sucks. And you're medicating for it, maybe. You don't know what it is. You're trying to find things to distract you. Maybe your doctor's convinced you to take some sort of chemicals to balance you out. There are numerous ways we deal with a hangover. Any frustration from not achieving our goals, having a million plans, a million ideas, a million dreams, vision boards, lists, all kinds of stuff, but not getting there. Those are all signs and symptoms of a hangover. They are all signs and symptoms of imbalance. A whole lot of dreaming and not a lot of action. A whole lot of goals, but not a lot of progress. It's an imbalance that causes a hangover. And that is true whether you have an imbalance at a bar or an imbalance in your life. A hangover is caused by the imbalance between the things that make you feel good and the nutrients that keep you grounded. I truly have seen where dreams can become your poison, where goals can become your poison, where your spirituality can become your poison, where your religion can become your poison, where your relationship can become your poison. when there is an imbalance, it will become your poison. When there's balance, it could be your medicine. When there is imbalance, it will be your poison. How are we dealing with life's hangovers? That's what we're talking about today, folks. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. You know our website, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk more about life's hangovers. We're going to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the break. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back.
What is the most astounding fact you can share with us about the universe?
The most astounding fact.
The most astounding fact.
Is the knowledge that the atoms that comprise life on Earth, the atoms that make up the human body, are traceable to the crucibles that cooked light elements into heavy elements in their core under extreme temperatures and pressures. These stars, the high mass ones among them, went unstable in their later years. They collapsed and then exploded, scattering their enriched guts across the galaxy. Guts made of carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and all the fundamental ingredients of life itself. These ingredients become part of gas clouds that condense, collapse, form the next generation of solar systems, stars with orbiting planets. And those planets now have the ingredients for life itself. So that when I look up at the night sky, and I know that, yes, we are part of this universe, we are in this universe, but perhaps more important then both of those facts is that the universe is in us. When I reflect on that fact, I look up. Many people feel small because they're small and the universe is big, but I feel big because my atoms came from those stars. There's a level of connectivity. That's really what you want in life. You want to feel connected. You want to feel relevant. You want to feel like you're a participant in the goings-on of activities and events around you. That's precisely what we are, just by being alive.
Back, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. And make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com. You could on stevemaraboli.com, you could find all kinds of stuff, quotes, picture quotes, info about books, our the radio show links, and that'll link you to our radio show website, which is empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Also, don't forget, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're on Pinterest, Check us out. We're talking today about life's hangover. Life's hangover. Too many people, for too many years, I've been doing this for a long time, folks. I've talked to a lot of people, and it's people who are at the top of their game, and people who are just getting started, and people who are going through a big mess, and people who seem to have it figured out, and some people who don't seem to have it figured out at all. And I've talked to so many people while at the same time dealing with my own nonsense. And I realize that sometimes we're just hung over from life. We have an imbalance. An imbalance. An imbalance that no different than when you go out drinking. And you forget all your problems, and you numb everything up, and all these things happen, and what do you do? What do you do? You create an imbalance in your body. And something that's good for you, doctors, medicine will tell you that a little alcohol every day is actually good for you. As long as it's kept in the balance and accountability of your physical body. The more hydrated you are, the more alcohol you can have. The more vitamins you've got flowing through your body, the more water you have flowing through your body, the more alcohol you can have. There's a balance. There's a balance there, and then if you're not too hydrated and you're not too vitamined up and you guys go out boozing and there creates an imbalance, you are going to pay for that imbalance physically and emotionally. Don't act like being hungover from getting intoxicated is only a physical effect. Don't forget, your moods are physiological. So you have a physical effect that also goes to an emotional effect. How many hungover people do you know that are in a really good mood, really approachable, really friendly and compassionate citizens? How many do you know like that? It becomes humorous because hungover become, you know, you get the idea that people don't want to talk and they're grumpy and they cover their ears because things are too loud. Or, you know, we've all either experienced it or watched other people experience it or both to know what that's like. It's a physical and emotional effect of coming back to reality. And in life, it's the same way. What happens is we are often sold. When you go into a bar, you are sold the alcohol. You're sold the thing that's going to anesthetize you. They don't care how balanced or imbalanced you are. That's not up to them. They are selling you the thing that is going to get you high. The same thing happens when you go into a different type of place that's designed to get you high. Whether it's a guru seminar, it's a church, it's a temple, it's a mosque, it's a bookstore, it's a new theology, it's a new whatever it is. Whatever it is, it's your university, it's your science, whatever it is. Whatever that high is going to be, they don't care how balanced you are. They just want to give you the thing that's going to get you high. It is up to us to maintain that balance. And most people won't maintain that balance. They won't. So you go into those places. You go into those places. And it's no different. You can go to a bar and buy drinks, or you can go to the liquor store and bring drinks home. You can go into your churches and your religious institutions and your bookstores and your guru places and sit and listen to what they have to say. But you could also buy their stuff and bring it home. It's no different. You could go to your relationship and your relationship people, and you could be there with them, or you can bring them home. It's no different, the things that get us high. Neither is it different, the ramifications and hangover, if we don't keep a balance. So you end up for years in this ideology, let's say it's a spiritual ideology that keeps you so excited and keeps your hopes up, and you become attached. The reason you get your hopes up is because you're becoming attached. The reason you're inspired is because you're becoming attached to an idea that this is your way out. This is your way to fruition. This is your way to accomplishment. This is your way to success. This is your way to acceptance. This is your way to forgiveness. This is your way to self-love. All of these things, you become attached to this because that's what they're selling you. You're becoming attached to this because that's what the effects of their high is. So you become attached to it, and then time goes by. Time goes by and you realize that you've poured money into this, emotion into this, you've poured time into this, you've talked to the person sitting next to you, you've talked to the person sitting across from you, you've encountered and engaged in conversation and relationship about this stuff, and you've gone back and forth, and you know the breadth and the width of it all. And finally, when the high wears off, even for just a second, you realize nothing's changed, except for more time has passed by, and the hangover begins. How do we incorporate this into our lives without the hangover? The same way you incorporate alcohol, say, into your life without the hangover. What I had said before, be hydrated, be nourished and hydrated, and you can have a little alcohol. Keep it in balance. If you're going to have more alcohol, have more hydration and nourishment, and you'll keep that balance. If, let's bring it to the world outside of bars. You have your dreams, keep them grounded with your actions. Keep them at the same level. Your actions will keep your dreams in accountability. You want more dreams, have more actions. I dream big, folks. I dream big. I love the high of spirituality. I love the high of science. I love the high of life. I love the high of love. I love the high of friendship. I love them all, and I keep the balance. I don't want the hangover. I've had them. I don't want them. I keep the balance by keeping my actions there too. So my dream turns into dreams. And I don't mind because I'm bust my ass keeping that balance. And as each one comes true and brings it to birth, and it births another dream and another birth and another birth, and all of this is a beautiful cycle because I'm maintaining the balance, because I know if I don't maintain the balance, I'm going to be like so many others who have come to me, so many others who are feeling rejected, who are feeling impotent out there because they have so many dreams. They are on such a high. But there's an imbalance. They're not grounding it with actions. They're not keeping it on earth with actions. And they are finding themselves accountable to earth and wondering why they have all the vision boards. They have all the intent. They have all the dream sheets. They have all these pictures. They have all the meditations and all the prayers. But none of it has come true in front of them. And they are frustrated that this universe has forgot about them, that this God of theirs isn't listening to them, when in fact the only thing that has happened is that they are not being respectful of the fact that they are accountable to balance. There is a balance in this world that each of us are accountable for. There is a balance in this universe that each of us are accountable for. If you're gaining weight, when I was gaining weight, it's because there was a balance off. I was taking in more than I was burning. I was eating more than I was exercising. It's a balance. And because there was an imbalance, my body made me accountable for it. So you start gaining weight. And suddenly this little pouch of fat shows up, and this little pouch of fat shows up. And that is a sign of an imbalance. You want to bring it the other way, you got to balance it the other way. And then when you want to maintain, you got to maintain the balance. Again, like everything else in life, it's simple, it's just not easy. But it doesn't make it. The fact that it is not easy does not take away the fact that it's true. I always want to say that to people whenever I post something or they may read something, a quote of mine, and of course, Captain Negative will write in somewhere and comment somewhere, well, that's a lot easier said than done. Yes, you're right. I'm the first to agree with you. Absolutely right. Life is simple, it's just not easy. I am the first to agree with you that most things are easier said than done. But it does not mean, just because it's easier said than done, does not take away from the fact that it is true. So you have to balance it. Every aspect of your life needs a balance. So yes, if you want to dream, dream, please dream. Share your dream. Dream more, dream more, dream more. But keep a balance between your dreams and your actions, your intent and your actions. Keep a balance. Recognize that they are a couple that you need to introduce to each other. Your intent and your action need to go on a date and have a little privacy. They need to check into the local hotel and create something, because when they create something, that something is success. That something is how things happen. Someone just dreams it. Imagine Disney just dreamt of Epcot, but never did anything about it. It was only because they did something about it that it happened. Imagine Dr. King was only about a dream. I had a dream, he says. But look how he balanced out that dream. He balanced out that dream with every step he took on every march, with every word he said at every debate, at every demonstration. He balanced out that dream with action, and when that dream and that action got together, it birthed something beautiful. And what happens when you have a dream and no action? We call it frustration. We call it unalignment. We call it all kinds of things. And we have all kinds of remedies for it from all kinds of gurus, either the snake oil type gurus, the whole type gurus, or the priests and the religious leaders. And we have medical gurus that we call doctors, and they don't go, oh, they're a lot more serious and self-important, and they say things like, well, this is what you should do, and they do that, but it's really no different, because nobody loves you enough, it seems, to just tell you the truth and say you are hungover because you were irresponsible about the balance in your life. You are a dreamer, and it's beautiful to be a dreamer, but get off your ass and create. Be a creator and a dreamer. Be a dreamer and a creator. Put them in any order you want, but make the balance, and you will be happy. The idea of taking a pill and
changing your body's chemistry so that you can smile like a zombie kind of fake smile on your face because you're drugged, and to go from one hangover to another high just for another hangover, and instead of just taking responsibility for the balance of your life, someone should love you, respect you enough to kick you in the ass and say, you got to dream and create. You gotta feel the high and build your the nutrition that grounds you. You've got to keep both. If you don't keep both, you're gonna be hung over. And when you're hung over, you blame everybody. You blame everybody, except for taking responsibility for yourself. What happens in your life when you realize that, maybe you're not so much a victim. Maybe you're not so much depressed. Maybe life's not all that bad. Maybe you're just hungover because you're coming back to reality after having an emotional and physical attachment to an unbalanced thing. What if you were to find balance in your life? What if you were to couple action with all the things you want? What if you made yourself accountable? Oh, I know that that's not a good word to use in our culture. We've become spectacularly lazy. Spectacularly lazy and spectacularly victims. We have become black belts, ninjas in the victim mentality. And we don't like to talk about accountability. We like to talk about it for other people. We like to give other people accountability for our problems. But we don't like to talk about accountability. You want to create something in your life. You want to be healthier. You want to lose weight. You want to be healthier. You want to look feel sexier. You want to look and feel stronger. You want to create that in your life. We are so spectacularly far from choosing accountability that we would rather read a book, a 300-page book on creating something magically with your thoughts, instead of just recognizing that we've got to create the balance in our lives and make decisions at a times we don't want to make. I want to eat this thing. I have to make the right decision. I don't want to exercise. I have to make the right decision. A simple, simple, simple process that I admit is not easy, but it doesn't mean it's not a true simple process. We would rather read a 300-page book on complete and utter bullshit than to take accountability for our lives. We're hungover. The only way to do it safe, responsibly, and when you can get the chance of not being hung over again, is to create the balance. How can you create this balance in your life? How can you create this balance? Create this balance in your life. Start putting action and start putting accountability into your life. Incorporate accountability. You've got plenty of the mysticism, you got plenty of the excitement, you got plenty of the goosebumps, you got plenty of the feelings, you got plenty of the inspiration, the hope, the dream boards, you got plenty of that. You don't have to put any of that away. You don't have to put any of that away. Just couple it and find the balance with action. If you have dream boards and vision boards and you're into that kind of stuff, don't put it away. If that makes you feel good, if that gives you that hopeful high, that metaphysical amazing high, then enjoy it. I know that I mock it here and there, but that's just me and my personality. If you like it and you enjoy it, then do it and have vision boards, elaborate vision boards, have 20 vision boards, have all these things. But just know that if your actions aren't reflecting those vision boards, you will be hung over. And you are already hung over. That's why what made you create the vision boards first. You were hung over from the last bit of nonsense that you were excited about but didn't follow with your actions. So then you found this one. Oh, this is the new system. This one works. How many times have you said that? And all it does is give you a high. And yes, a high takes away the hangover. So you feel like it got you out of this rut. But you're not in a rut because of anything other than yourself. Acknowledge the fact that life hangovers exist. And that you are probably in one. Most people are probably in one. Because we very rarely have balance in our lives. We love dreaming. We love dreaming. We just don't like doing it. We like dreaming about it and then being frustrated that we don't have it. But we don't do it. We don't do it. The only way to cure a hangover, you come home from the bars, you're not feeling so good. It's crazy because you were feeling great a little while ago. You were feeling invincible a little while ago. Now you feel neither great nor invincible. And you know the only way to feel better is to restore balance. Your body. What if you were to restore balance to your life starting today? What if instead of jumping from high to high to high, you started incorporating accountability, accountability, accountability? What if you didn't consider your dream complete? What if you didn't, I'm letting you in on some of my top secret philosophies right now, my personal ones. What if you didn't consider your dream complete until it had action for a companion? What if you got rid of the idea that a dream is something that just happens in your mind? And you realize that a dream is something that has two dimensions, three really, but two dimensions for this purpose, a visualized one and an action one, one in your mind and one on earth, one here in the physical. What if when it was just in your mind, you considered it half a dream? And until you coupled it with commitment, that's what action is, commitment. Until you couple it with commitment, it's not a dream yet. Once it is coupled with commitment, what we call action, then it's a dream. What if you required that for your dreams? How much more impactful will your days be? How much more exciting would your days be? How much more incredible would your dreams be if in order to qualify for a dream, it had to have accountability? I'll tell you how it is. I tell you what that's like. What it's like is almost every person you meet and get to know, they say, wow, you've accomplished this much and you're so young. You've accomplished this much and you're so young. You've done what? You've done this. And they start attributing other things. Oh, you must be an indigo child. Oh, you must be from another planet. Oh, you must be a special spiritual guru. Or you must be this. There, it's so foreign to them that kind of empowered thinking is so foreign to them that the only way they can justify it in their own brain is that you are Mork from Ork. You are totally gone. Flashback for anyone listening to Mork from Ork, I just dated myself, and if you laughed, you just dated yourself. But they are so far from that mentality that they think it must be out otherworldly that you're like this. But imagine that you create, that you create your wife in such a way, you create your life in such a way that even dreams are accountable. That makes you more than just a dreamer. It makes you a creator. It makes you not susceptible to hangovers. Not because you're not riding high on this amazing adventure of life, but because you've got balance. If you have balance, you're not riding high. You are empowered. And empowered people create empowered lives. And empowered lives become that thing that other people get high on. They watch you be empowered. How would your life be different? How would your life be different if you stopped getting high on all the things and attaching yourself to all the things without being committed enough to yourself to follow it with action, to create a balance of success and creation in your life? How would your life be different if you just incorporated commitment by action? I'll tell you how it would be different. You'd feel incredible every day. You'd feel grateful every day. And every day you'd awaken with that sense, that badass sense, that today there are all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of opportunities for you to move towards your dreams and move towards your goals. And while everybody else is worried, while everybody else is telling, oh, poor me, and victim this and victim that, you are not even listening to those people who are hung over and covering their ears because the music of opportunity is too loud. Instead, you have balance. And you are a train, you're a truck, you're a rocket to success. And every day is more than just opportunity. Every day is a whole life in itself, a whole success in itself. And you finally have the power to be so strong-minded that you can be unapologetically you, that you can be unapologetically strong, that you could be unapologetically successful every single day. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, check out our website, stevemaraboli.com. You could check out our radio show website, empoweredlivingradio.com. Check out our Facebook, our Twitter, our YouTube, and somebody help me out. Oh, Pinterest, thank you. You can check out our Pinterest. You just Google us. We've got quotes everywhere. If you like them, share them, empower them. Don't forget, every single thing we do, every single thing you hear, every single thing we do is a 100% free. I started at 22 years old. At 22 years old, they told me it can't be done. Everybody told me it can't be done. At 22 years old, they said, nobody does this. Nobody does. It's impossible. I heard every way you can say it's impossible. At 22 years old, I started handing out flyers at the local train station, and here we are. Oh, I'm not 22 anymore. I'm not 22 anymore, and I'm not handing out flyers at a train station anymore either. I'm talking on a microphone and it's being heard in over 100 countries by millions of people. And we do it 100% free. The only thing I ask is that you share. Folks, get out there and participate, not only in your own journey, but in the journey of those around us. Be unapologetically sharing, unapologetically you. Look in the mirror and recognize yourself. Perfectly imperfect. Badass. Get out there and do it. Live it. Be it. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.